Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tana. Yesterday we had learned a Gemara where something was mentioned in the name of Rabbi Yossi Ish Hutzal. Says the Gemara Tana, Hu Yosef Ish Hutzal, Hu Yosef Habavli, Yosef Ish Hutzal, Yosef Habavli, Hu Isi Ben Gur Aryeh, Isi ben Gur Aryeh, Isi ben Yehuda, Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mahalal. Or anytime you find any of these names in Shas, they're really all in the same person. Umashmai, what was his real name? Isi ben Akavishmai. So Mefarshim asks, why did he have so many names? So two pshatim I saw. One pshat is the different names represent different characteristics that he had. Every name, a name represents who you are. So different names represent the very different characteristics that represent his multi-dimensional attributes. And another pshat that I saw is that he was constantly on the run because he was being chased by the government and he had to keep on changing his name.
According to the first pshat, is that referring to his father had the different attributes or he himself?
He himself. Says the Gemara, Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakla, Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Aloi, it's all one. Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. The Shmaitzahu. Whenever you find a Rabbi Yitzchak in Shas saying a Dvar Halacha, tells us the Gemara, you should know it's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, the Agadata. When you find Agadata Gemara quoted by Rabbi Yitzchak, you should know it's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. The Simonach, and how do you remember which Rabbi Yitzchak is saying what? There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Shimono Achai V'Rayai. So it says the word Shimu, which represents Shmaitza, Achai, which reminds us of Acha, so we know Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha is the man, the Om that says Shmaitza. Om Rabbi Babachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishmei, Rabbi Yehuda Rebeloi. Oich B'tzel, eat onions, V'sheh B'tzel, and sit in the shade. V'loi Teichel Avzin B'tan Goylim, don't eat geese and chicken. V'yirib Lipcha Roid Alecha, because if you eat geese and chicken, which are expensive foods, you're not going to be able to keep up because you're going to have a very expensive lifestyle that's difficult to maintain. Pachas mimechlach ummishtach, eat less and drink less, v'toysev adiroscha, and you'll be able to expand your home. So Pash Pshat in the Gemara is that if you spend less on food, you'll have more to be able to have a nicer home. Another pshat I saw is that if a person doesn't eat that much, he's able to walk up the stairs. So the Tosef of the Roscha, he'll add floors to his house. But if he eats a lot, it's hard for him to go up the stairs. If he eats less, he'll be able to go up to the new floors. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is not talking about a deer in this world. The Gemara is talking not a physical deer. It's talking about Tosef of the Roscha, means the Beis Medrash. If you eat less, then you could spend more time in Beis Medrash for two reasons. First of all, you're not spending so much time eating. And number two, you don't have to work so much to make the income you need. You could spend more time learning. Another pshat is diroscha means the dira ba'olam haba. If a person spends less time on gashmius in this world, the tosef of diroscha, he'll have a better dira, he'll have a better place than olam haba. And the last pshat that I saw is a person's wife is considered his home. Spend less al meichlach mishtach, you're eating, and spend more al diroscha, spend more on your wife. Kios ula omar, masla maslin. In they used to say the following mashal, b'marav and etzisrael. The ocha al yisa, somebody eats the tail of a sheep, which is a very fat piece of meat, but it's an expensive piece of meat. Toshi ba'al yisa, he has to hide in the attic, because since he spends so much money on the expense of food, so he can't afford to pay his creditors. So when the creditors come for his money, he hides upstairs that they shouldn't find him. The ochel kakuli, but somebody who eats vegetables, which is a lot less expensive, a kakuli de masa shochev. He could sit by the city's garbage dump. Even though the garbage dump is an area which is everybody comes, everybody has garbage they have to throw out, he doesn't have to worry about sitting there because he has the funds to pay the people he owes. We go now back to the Seder. So says the Mishnah, Mazgulai Kais Rishon, they pour for him the first cup of wine. And the Rama says that the minig is that by the Seder, a person doesn't pour the wine for himself into his cup. Rather, mazguloi, the wine is poured on his behalf to show cheres. Beshame oimrim, mevarach al yoim. What is the nusach of the kiddush? First, we say the bracha on the yoim, the kaddish Shabbos, the kaddish Yisrael Bazmanim, vakach mevarach al yoim, and then we make the bari priya gofen. Beshil oimrim. Mevarach al yoyim, first we make the bari priya gofen, vakach mevarach al yoyim, and then we make the bracha of the day. Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara quotes a Gemara from Masechta Brachas. The Gemara says Masechta Brachas. Devar mishmen beshame beisel besuda. The following things, this is, the Gemara there quotes many areas where there's machloikas between beshame and beisel in how you act halachically by a meal. Gemara is going to focus on the issue that was raised in our Mishnah. First you make a bracha on the Kiddush, Mikadosh Shabbos, then you make the Bari Priya Gofen. Why? So he quotes two reasons. Number one, why do we make a Bari Priya Gofen? Because we have to make Kiddush. So obviously the Kiddush comes first. And another reason, he says, is that Shabbos began. First you have Shabbos, and then you have the wine. So we go in chronological order. And like the Rashba points out, even if somebody makes Shabbos early, still, for him, Shabbos comes first before the Chiyuv Kiddush. So it doesn't make a difference if he makes Shabbos or not, early. And moreover, the Gemara is speaking to the regular circumstances where Shabbos is made by the Zman. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel, however, say, as we learned in the Mishnah, first we make the Bari Priya Gofen, and then we make the bracha on the yoyim. Why? You have to have kiddush, as we learned earlier in this parak, al hayayin. So we make the Bari Priya Gofen first. Davar acher, another reason, says Beis Hillel, why do we make the Bari Priya Gofen first? Birchas hayayin tadira. The bracha on the Bari Priya Gofen is a lot more common. It's less common than the Bari Priya Gofen. And we have a rule, Tadr, Sh'ena Tadr, Tadr Kodem. We always, when we have a choice, so we have to make two brachas, we always make the bracha which is more common. Bari Priya Gofen is more common. And like the Mefarshim explained, commonality is not viewed in the amount of time you make a bracha. It's not like a count. How many times a week do I make a Bari Priya Gofen? How many times do I make Kiddush? The point is that Bari Priya Gofen is a bracha that we have, that we're obligated to say so many more times than we're obligated to say Kiddush. Kiddush we only say Friday night. Bari Priya Gofen we say by Kiddush, but we also say by Birchas Hamazon, we also say by Sheva Brachas. There are a lot more obligations. The Rashbam quotes the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, that how do we know Tadr Sheena Tadr, Tadr Kaidim? Because the Pasuk says on Shabbos that we had to bring Karban Musaf. But the Pasuk talking about bringing the Karban Musaf on Shabbos says Mivad Oilus Aboiker Ashal Oilus Atomid. Besides, says the Pasuk, that you have to bring a Karban Musaf in Shabbos, you also have to bring a Karban Tomid that you have to bring every day. So why does the Pasuk say Mivad Oilus Aboiker Ashal Oilus Atomid? What is that teaching us? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk is teaching us that when you have a choice and you have to do two things, do the thing that's more common. That's why you bring the Karban Tomid before you bring Karban Musaf. From there we know Tadr v'she'ena Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. Says the Gemara, V'hilchasa k'divrei Beis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, my davar acher. Why did Beis Hillel have to give us two reasons? Beis Hillel gave us two reasons. Number one is because she'yayin goyrim l'kiddush atoymer, the wine causes us to say Kiddush. And also, he said the reason of Tadr v'she'ena Tadr. Why does he need two reasons? Answers the Gemara. Chitei mahasim tarti. Since Beis Shammai gives us two reasons. V'hochachada, if Beis Hillel will only have one reason, Beis Hillel will be at a disadvantage. That's why, hochanami tarti ninhu. That's why Beis Hillel said, I have two reasons. The first reason of Yayin Goyim Shi, Kiddush Taimer, and also the Tadr Shen, Tadr Kaidim, That's why I said two reasons. Ask the Tzlach the obvious question. So why did Beis Shammai need two reasons? The only reason Beis Hillel needs two reasons is because Beis Shammai had two reasons. And why did Beis Shammai need two reasons? So the Tzlach and the Aruch Lener both asked this question. So they say in each reason Beis Shammai set forth, there's a kasha, there's a problem, and that's why he needed two reasons. The first reason he said was, it's Kiddush that causes you to need wine. So the Tzlach says, that's not necessarily true. Because what happens if you make Kiddush not on wine, but you make Kiddush on bread? Bread you have to eat even if you don't make Kiddush. So you can't say it's the Kiddush that causes us to bring wine. Because bread you have to eat without the Kiddush. Or the Aruch Lener says, what about Pesach by night? We don't only have to drink wine because it's Kiddush. We have to drink wine because, as we learned in this parak, you have to drink Dalet Kaisis. So the reason that he said, Dayoyin Goyrim Liyayin, that the day causes us to have wine, is not irrefutable. Then the other reason that he says, that Kiddush always comes before wine, because the Shabbos comes before the wine, is also not necessarily true. Because what's going to be the halacha, we also learned in this parak, that if somebody was drinking wine already, and then it becomes Shabbos, so the wine came before Shabbos. So that's why Beis Shammai had to give both reasons, and now says Beis Hillel, since Beis Shammai gave both reasons, I have to give two reasons. Says the Gemara, the halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, pshita, it's obvious that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The nafik baskoil. The Gemara Masechta Erevin teaches us in Daf Yud Gimel that there was a baskoil that came out and said, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim k'chayim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are the words of Hashem. However, the halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. So why does the Gemara over here have to tell me explicitly that the halacha is like Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, two answers. Ibai seima, koidim baskoil. One reason is that this Gemara was before that baskal was pronounced. Bibai seimel acha baskal. This Gemara is after the baskal was pronounced. However, it's going according to Yeshua. Dama emashgich baskal. We don't pay attention to baskal. Because there's a Gemara in Masech Debab Metziah in Perek Azov, Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara there talks about the Tanur Shel Achnoi. It was a type of furnace. And there was a machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, about the tumah status of that utensil. And they were arguing. And a baskal came out and said, the halach is like Rabbi Lezer. So said Rabbi Yeshua, ey mamash gichem a baskal. We don't pay attention to baskal. And therefore, that halacha is like not like Rabbi Lezer. That's why we have to say explicitly the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Ask Tosfos. But according to the first teretz, that we do pay attention to a baskoil. The only reason in this Gemara we had to mention that the halacha is like Beis Hillel because it was prior to the baskoil. So ask Tosfos, why to the baskoil that the halacha is like Beis Hillel we do follow? And why the baskoil that tells us that the halacha is like Rebbe Lezer we don't follow? Either we follow baskoils or we don't. So Tosfos answers that the baskoil here, we have a rule that we always follow the majority. Beis Hillel was the majority against Beis Shammai. So obviously the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The only reason the baskal had to come was since Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, were mechudadim tvei, they were sharper. So the baskal says, don't pay attention to the fact that they are sharper. We follow the majority, Beis Hillel is the majority. But Rabbi Lezer against Rabbi Yeshua, there he wasn't a majority, so the baskal can't tell us the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. Other mefarshim explain that the baskal there really wasn't coming to say that the halacha is like Rebbe Lezer. It was just coming to stick up, so to speak, for the kavod of Rebbe Lezer. It didn't mean to tell us that the halacha is like Rebbe Lezer. Here, the baskal meant to say the halacha is like Beis Hillel. And another teretz is, Rebbe Lezer was a Talmud of the Beis Shammai. Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara says many times, Shemuti hu, is a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So we can't paskin like Rebbe Lezer, because that would mean we paskin like Beis Shammai. Before we start the next sugya, there's an interesting discussion in the Paiskim based on this Gemara. We just said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that we first make a Bari Pri Hagafen, and then we make the Kiddush, because the Gemara gave two reasons. In fact, that's the halacha always, that you're supposed to make a Bari Pri Hagafen first. That's why when you have Sheva Brachos under a chuppah, for example, first they say the Bar Priya Goffin, and then they say the other brachas. So then the question the Paiskim ask is, what about by benching? By benching, first we say the Bar Priya Goffin, and first we do the benching, then the Bar Priya Goffin. So they say that the reason we say Bar Priya Goffin after benching, after Birchas Hamazon, is because the Birchas Hamazon is a hefsek. It's an interruption. If we would say the Bar Priya Goffin, then say Birchas Hamazon, and then drink, it's too much of an interruption. But normally we say the Bar Priya Goffin first. And why, when we have Sheva Brachas, do we make the Bar Priya Goffin at the end? Since we already aren't going to make the Bar Priya Goffin before the Birchas Hamazon, we might as well make it right before we drink. But we always make the Bar Priya Goffin by Kiddush first. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if somebody reversed the order, he said the Kiddush Hayoim and then the Bar Priya Goffin, he has to say Kiddush over, because we pass him like Beisel. So now, there's a famous question, depends on your minig. In some places, the family members make their own Bar Priya Goffin. They hear Kiddush, but they make their own Bar Priya Goffin. In other places, they hear Bar Priya Goffin from the person making Kiddush. So ask the Yeshua Yaakov, if they make their own Bar Priya Goffin, what happens? They're making Kiddush first, because they hear Kiddush from the person making Kiddush, and then they make a Bar Priya Goffin. It's the wrong order. So says the Yeshua Yaakov, nobody should make their own Bar Priya Goffin, because it would be against this Gemara. But we know a lot of people have that minig, so we have to explain that minig. So the way the Paiskim explain the minig is as follows. The Tzlach asks a question. Beis Hillel gave us two good reasons why we should make the Bar Priya Goffin first. But there's a reason to make the Kiddush first. The Kiddush is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. Zochre es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Katshay. The Bar Priya Goffin is only the Rabbanim. So how could the Rabbanim come before the D'Oraisa? The answer is that for us Kiddush is also the Rabbanim. Because we already do Kiddush D'Oraisa when we say Shmon Esrei. So therefore, both the Bar Priya Goffin and the Kiddush HaDrabbanim, and Beis Hillel could tell us, do the Bar Priya Goffin first. But the woman at the home who didn't daven, for her, Kiddush is the Raisa. So she taka does Kiddush first, and then the Bar Priya Goffin. That's why these people have a minig to do Kiddush and then Bar Priya Goffin, because they didn't have Kiddush the Raisa yet. Says the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes deeper into the Seder. Hiviu Lufanov, and they bring in front of him. So there's a Machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos, what exactly was brought. The Rashbam says that the vegetable for Karpas was brought. Tosfos says the entire Korah that has the Karpas and the Maror, if we have a different vegetable for Maror, and Matzah, and everything was brought. And Metabel B'Chazeres, and now he eats the Karpas. Now the Mishnah, as we'll see in the Gemara, speaks of, both in today's Shir and in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah Shem, discusses a situation where the vegetable that's being used for Karpas is Chazeres, which is the vegetable used for Maror. And we'll discuss that more in the Gemara. Now Tosfos says that if you're using the vegetable that you're using for Maror, for Karpas also, you have to dip it into Charoisis. Because as we're going to learn, that the Chazeres, that vegetable, had in it Kofa, had some sort of a poison or a Sheretz, and Charoisis took care of that problem. Says Tosfos, you're using a different vegetable, as we do, then you dip it into salt water. The Rashbam disagrees. He says, whether you're using Chazeres for Karpas, whether you're using a different vegetable, you never have to dip it into anything. You don't have to dip it into charoisis because you can eat charoisis soon by maror, and you don't have to dip it into salt water. The Mishnah, using the terminology metabo, is only using that terminology because that's the way they ate. They ate by dipping, but you don't have to really do any dipping. We, of course, know that we use other vegetables and we dip them in salt water. Achimagil paparis apas. Until you get to the maror, paparis apas is the thing eaten after the matzah, which is maror. Hiviu lufanov, then they bring to him matzah, v'chazeres, v'charoisis, v'shnei tafshilim. So again, There's a machlokes Tosfos and Rashbam how to explain this line. According to the Rashbam, we had only brought the vegetable. Now the Mishnah tells us we bring the rest of the korah, the matzah, the chazeres, the charoses, the shnei tavshilim. We'll discuss all these things in the Gemara. According to Tosfos, we already had brought the whole korah. So what does Mishnah say? Avi lufanav. So Tosfos says what happens is we bring the whole korah, we do karpas, we remove the korah, and then we bring it again. Why? To make a heker that the children should ask. There's a very interesting Mordechai. The Mordechai says that the Mishnah uses the terminology of matzah. Why does Mishnah use the terminology of matzah? It should be matzois. We have to have at least two matzahs for Lecha Mishnah. Says the Mordechai, on Pesach by night, you don't have to have Lecha Mishnah. So they only had two matzahs, the upper matzah and the middle and the bottom matzah, which they broke. Half they put away for Afikoyman, and the other half that you use by Moitzi Matzah, not three. And the proof is it says matzah. You only have one whole matzah, not matzois, two whole matzahs.
That's the source of
Minagagro. That's the Minagagro. Now says the Mishnah further, Vapi Sheikh Haroises Mitzvah, even though there's no mitzvah to eat Haroises, we use it. Rabbi Elizabeth Sadek Oimer, he says mitzvah. The Haroises was a mitzvah. In fact, the Rishonim say, it could be according to Rabbi Elizabeth Sadek, that he says the Haroises is a mitzvah. A bracha was made on the Haroises. Now Tosfos says, according to the man, the Omer, that Haroises is not even a mitzvah, how can we dip the Maror, which is a mitzvah to eat, into Haroises, which there's no mitzvah? So there are two answers given. One answer is that we're dipping it because of the kafa, that poisonous issue, that's why we're allowed to do it. Or we only dip it, we don't really eat any Haroises, so it doesn't affect our Achilas Maror. Ome Migdash, continues the Mishnah, Ha'yivil Afanav Kufa Shal Pesach. In the base of Migdash, they also brought the Korban Pesach, because as the Rishonim explained, the Korban Pesach and the Matzah and the Maror all had to be on the table when we say the Haggadah. Because in the Haggadah we're going to say Pesach Zeh, Matzah Zu, Maror Zu. So they have to be there so we could point to them. Also, as we will learn, by the Matzah is called Lechem Oini, Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbei. We speak on it, so the matzah has to be there so we could say the Haggadah. The Mefarshim point out that why don't we make by the Seder a bracha of She'os Nisim Lavaseinu like we make on Purim, like we make on Chanukah? So they say a few answers. One answer is that since by every mitzvah that we're going to eat by the Seder or do by the Seder, we make a bracha, so there's no need to make a separate She'os Nisim. Another answer is that we don't make a Shas Nisim on a mitzvah which is a deraisa. That the Seder, Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, is a deraisa. Only Chanukah and Purim, which are the Rabbanan. And the other answer that Tosfos Chachmei Anglia give is that since Pesach is a Nes that happened to Klal Yisrael in Chutz Laretz prior to their ever being in Eretz Yisrael, we don't make a Shas Nisim on such a Nice. Continues, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Shlokesh. We know that throughout Shas there's a discussion of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Do you have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah? So that we really have to focus on this. What do I mean? Everybody, it seems the most Rishonim hold that if you don't realize what you're doing, you're eating maror, you don't even realize what you're doing, that's misasik and that you're not mekayim a mitzvah. Also, they say, if you specifically have in mind not to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, then you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the question is, do you have to have in mind that I'm eating the Maror to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Achilas Maror? So Reish Lakish says, Zois Ameris, I could prove from our Mishnah, the Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, that you have to have Kavana, you have to have intention to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Mor. Why? Kivan, this is the way the Rashbam explains the Mishnah. Kivan the loy be'id in chiyuvah the Mor hud achalei. Bebar priya adam hud achalei. A person eats the karpas. Now the case of our Mishnah was, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, that what were we using for karpas? The same vegetable that we're using for Mor. So now I eat the karpas, that vegetable, I make a bar priya gofen. I make an adoma, I don't keep making a mistake. I eat an adoma. Now, why should I have to eat maror again? I already ate maror. It must be, because dilma, lo yechav lemaror, when I ate the vegetable, I only intended to eat it for karpas, and in order to fulfill the mitzvah of maror, I have to have intention to be mekayim that mitzvah. Hilchah poyelim ahead let puri l'shei maror. I have to eat it. I have to eat the vegetable again, and then intend to fulfill the mitzvah of maror. Because disal kedatech, if you're going to tell me mitzvah loy boy kavana, that as long as you eat the maror, even if you don't have kavana, you don't have to have. You're ready with mekayim the mitzvah. Lamlach trei tabuli. Why do I eat it twice? I already ate it by the karpas. The fact that the Mishnah tells me that I have to eat it again is a proof that I have to have kavanah. Says the Gemara, Memai, Dilma la'olam, I'll tell you mitzvahs ain't srichas kavanah. You don't have to eat, you don't have to have kavanah. And therefore, when you eat the maror at the beginning for karpas, you were mekayim mitzvahs maror. So then you asked, if you were Makayim Mitzvah Smara, the Kamrit, Trey Tabula Lamali, what do I have to again eat it? I already ate it. Says the Gemara, the only reason I eat it again is Kehecha de Lahavel HaKeratanaikus. I eat it because, like we said when we learned the Mishnah, many things are done that night to get the children to ask questions. So this too, they'll see that I'm eating the Maror and they'll ask a question. And this is Machlokes Rishonim, what is the thing that's going to get them to ask? Is it the first time I eat the vegetable? That's the way Rashbam seems to learn, or the Rebbeinu Dava learns, it's the second time that I eat the vegetable. But the point is, since I eat vegetable different times, the children will ask. But it has nothing to do with Mitzvah Smara. Mitzvah Smara, perhaps I was already Mekayim when I ate it the first time.
What do you say,
Alfilos Smara then? Tomorrow, Shir. If so, Imkein Lashmin and Shai Rokas. So then, if that's the point, that what you're supposed to do is eat it twice to make a hecker. So why didn't the Mishnah talk about the regular situation? That for karpas, I ate a different vegetable, and then I'll eat maror, and I'll be mekayim with the maror, mitzvah maror. Answers the Gemara, Iashmin and Shai Rokas, if the Mishnah would have taught us that by karpas I eat different vegetables, Havamin, I would think like this, Heichad ikis Shai Rokas, that if I eat a different vegetable for karpas, who the be'in and trey tabuli? That's when I eat two vegetables. The first vegetable is eaten for karpas, and the second vegetable, the chazeres, is eaten for mor. Aval chazeres l'chuda, if I only have one vegetable, that I'm using that vegetable, both for karpas and both for mor, lo be'in and trey tabuli, I would think that I don't eat that twice. That's why the Mishnah teaches us, kamashmon, tafilu chazeres be'inon, trey tibuli, even if I'm eating the same vegetable, I eat the same vegetable twice. Why? In order that the children should ask questions. So we don't yet have a proof from our Mishnah that you have to have kavana. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you from a braisa that you don't have to have kavana. Voitanya, we learned in a braisa. Ochlan demai. If somebody ate maror, which is demai, yotza. What is demai? We know, we've spoken about it many times, that fruits and vegetables that were bought from our ma'aretz, since we were concerned that they did not take off trumas and maisris, we have to take off our own trumas and maisris. So the halacha is, that's demai. Says the braisa, that if you got a maror vegetable, which is demai, you're allowed to eat it. Why? We learned the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei said, since the halacha is that a poor person is allowed to eat the mai. And horrible boy, mafgalein nechsei, since you could have make everything your own hefker, and then you'd be a poor person, therefore you could eat maror, which is the mai. Ask Tosfos. The chiyuv to take off maaser from a vegetable is a drabonim. The chiyuv to eat maror is a deraisa. So how could something which is the which is not maaser midaraisa, only with Rabbanon, supersede the Chiyuv Maror? Meaning, if the only vegetable I have available is vegetables from which Maisa wasn't removed, I should still be allowed to eat it for Maror. That mitzvah should supersede the chiv de rabbanon of taking meiser. So Taisa says, then it wouldn't supersede. Why? This is the raisa. That's the rabbanon. So two answers are given. One answer is that the rabbanon have the ability to do that. Sheva Taisa. The rabbanon have a right to say, don't eat this vegetable, even though the price you're paying is that you're not going to eat Maror. Or throughout the Masechta we find that Maror and Matzah are compared to each other. By Matzah, if Meiser isn't taken, it's a Deraisa, because the Chiv of a Meiser by Matzah is from the Chumash, it's from the grain. That's a Deraisa. So therefore we compare Maror to Meiser to Matzah, and just like Matzah, which is real Tevel, you can't use for Matzah, Maror, which is real Tevel, you can't use for the Mitzvah Maror either. Continues the Braisa, which is what's relevant to us. Ochlam b'loy miskaven. If he ate the Maror without intending to mekayim the mitzvah, yotza. So here we have a Braisa that clearly tells us that you mekayim the mitzvah of Maror even if you don't have kavana. So Rish Lakish isn't correct. Like Mefarshim explained, maybe Rish Lakish will find somebody that disagrees with this Braisa, or maybe Rish Lakish will say that our Mishnah disagrees with this Braisa. In the absence of Rish Lakish being able to identify somebody who says differently, Pashup Shat, we say that the Mishnah and the Braisa hold the same way. Tells us the Braisa one more halacha regarding Maror. Ochlo Natsoin Yotza. We're supposed to eat a Kazayas of Maror. But let's say you don't eat the whole Kazayas in one time, you eat it in parts, you mekayim the mitzvah. However, uvach lo yishe ben achilu lechaverta, you shouldn't take more time than yoyse mechtei achilas pras. More time than kdei achilas pras, which is anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes. Now there's a very interesting Trumas Adeshin on this braisa. The braisa says, ochlon lachtson, if you ate it in part, yotz. What does yotz mean? But the evid you yoyse. It's not the right way to eat it. What is the right way to eat it? Ochlin in one shot. What does one shot mean? Says the Trumas Adeshin. You're supposed to take the entire kazayas of Maror, put it into your mouth, and then swallow it. Otherwise, it's lachtson. And that's the way the Gra says you're supposed to do it. That's what the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah. Darach HaShulchan disagrees. He says that's not the way you eat, that you take a whole kazayas and put it into your mouth, and then start to swallow. He says if you eat it, and you just eat it, without any interruption, that's already not called Ochlen Lachtzon. And there's a proof that the Ramah probably holds that way, because normally the Ramah quotes the Trumas Adeshin. This Trumas Adeshin, the Ramah doesn't quote. So it must be that the Ramah agrees that as long as you eat without interruption, even if you didn't put the whole kazayas in your mouth at one time, you mekayim the mitzvah. But what did it say here in the Braisa? The Ochlen b'loy miskavet. If you ate the Maror without kavana, yotza, you are yotza. Not like Rish Lakish. Tells us Rish Lakish, tanoihi. Yes, this braisa indeed holds that you mekayim the mitzvah even if you didn't have kavana. But I'll show you another mandamah that says you have to have kavana. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, afa pisha tivo b'chazeres, even though somebody ate chazeres for kapis, mitzvah lohavi l'fanim chazeres v'charoises, he has to eat it again. Why do you have to eat a chazaras again? Because since the first time you didn't have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah without kavana, that's why you have to eat it again and have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Mamai, who says that that's pshat in Rabbi Yossi? Dilma kasav Rabbi Yossi, maybe Rabbi Yossi really holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And the first time you ate the maror, you were mekayim the mitzvah. For hide to be in the tray to bully, so why do I have to eat it a second time? Like we said before, we eat it twice, so the children should ask a question. Answers says the Gemara. If that's the only reason Rabbi Yossi holds you're supposed to eat the maror twice, in came my mitzvah. What is he used the language mitzvah? Mitzvah means that it's compulsory, not that you're just doing it that the children should ask. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi holds that to be mekayim mitzvah smaror, you have to have kavana, and that's what Rish Lakish holds, even though the Braisa doesn't hold that way. So the Mishnah and the Braisa taught us that we have to bring shnei tafshilin, two cooked foods, to the Seder. Amar Rav Huna, silka v'arvza. What two cooked foods? So he says, beets and rice. So Tosfos says, what Rav Huna means to say is that you don't have to bring two types of meat. You can, and it's probably preferable. But even if you didn't, it's good enough. Other Rishonim say that Rav Huna holds specifically don't bring meat. Because since you bring meat, someone could make a mistake and think that it's the Korban Pesach, because that's what they're brought for, as we'll see soon, and make a mistake that we have a Korban Pesach now. So Rav Huna said specifically don't bring meat, not to make that mistake. Says the Gemara, Rava have a mahada silka v'arza. Rava specifically looked to bring beets and rice. However, nothing to put me the Rav Huna. Since Rav Huna said to use it, that's what he wanted to use. Amar Vashi, Shmamina, the Rav Huna less l'chosh to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Huna wasn't concerned about what Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said if he allowed rice to be used as one of the tafshilin. The Tanya, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, Oiriz min dogenhu, Oiriz, rice is a type of grain, v'chayuvah al kimutsu karis. If you make bread or cake out of rice, it's chametz. It's considered like you ate chametz. For adam yotz b'yidei chavos v'pesach. And you can make matzah out of it. The fact that he allowed rice to be brought to the table, obviously he held the rice is not a grain, like we hold. But there's the Ashkenazi minig that we don't eat rice anyway. Chisk yoma, afilu dag ubeish olav. You can mekayim the tshnei tafshilin if you bring fish smeared with egg. Rav Yosef says, tzoruch shnei minei basar. You have to bring two types of meat, specifically meat. Why? Echad zeich lepesach, one should be for the Korban Pesach, as a zeich for the Korban Pesach, the echad zeich lechagiga, and one as a zeich for the Korban Chagiga, which we learned that on Erev Pesach they brought a Korban Chagiga, Chagigas Yudalad we called it, in order that you should be able to eat the Pesach al soiva when they were full. Ravid Amar, afilu garma bishula, even meat, and garma is meat or a bone. Most Pesachim say you can't just bring a bone. It has to have some meat on it. Will be shula, and the broth brought along, broth with it, the gravy with it, you can mekayim shnei tafshil. And our minig is taka to bring a piece of meat and an egg. The piece of meat is zeich l'korban Pesach. It should be roasted. Tosfos specifically says it should be roasted. And the egg is zeich l'korban chagiga. From the way the Mashal explains Tosfos, the egg should also be roasted, because the egg is zeichel carbon chagiga, and the carbon chagiga also was a carbon that had to be roasted. Others say that the egg doesn't have to be roasted. A lot of people have the minig not to roast the egg. We try to avoid roasted things on Pesach by night, and you can time it with an egg without roasting. Why do we specifically try to eat an egg? Why is an egg a meat that we bring zeichel carbon Pesach makes sense? Why is an egg the food that's brought zeich l'korban chagiga? So the Pesachim say, one is a practical reason, because an egg is a very easy food to prepare. There's enough to prepare for a seder. At least let's keep it simple. Or another pshat is that this egg is eaten by an oval, rachman al tzlan. And Pesach, we want to have something zeich l'avelis. Why do we want to have zeich l'avelis? Three reasons. Number one, the night of Pesach is always the same night as Tisha B'Av. So we want to remember the Churban HaBayis. Another reason is Avram Avinu died on the first day of Pesach. And the third reason is we say in the Haggadah, Me'evil Leyantif. So you want to do something Zeichel Avelis. So that's why most people use an egg. There's a Machlaikas if the egg should be, Machlaikas and Haggim, if the egg should be roasted or the egg should just be cooked. There's also an interesting pshat. What is the basis of the Machlaikas? If should use meat or should use not meat. The Rav Huna used rice and beets. There's a machlokes, what are the two tafshilin zeicher? If there's zeicher to carbon Pesach and carbon chagiga, so we should use things that are from an animal. The other man, the Amid, is a rekeach that says the shnei tafshilin are zeicher l'moshe v'aron, that they were the shlichim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out of Mitzrayim. So therefore you don't have to use meat. Now Tosfos makes another observation. We just said that the egg that we bring is zeich l'korban chagiga. We learned earlier in the Masechta that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, the Korban Pesach is brought, even though it's Erev Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, but the Korban Chagig is not brought. So says Tosfos, if it's a year that Pesach is Matzoi Shabbos, we shouldn't bring an egg, because then there was no Korban Chagiga. So Tosfos says, the reason we bring an egg every year, because next year, the Erev Pesach won't be Shabbos. And people are going to remember, the last year we didn't bring an egg. And therefore, they're not going to bring it next year. But next year they should bring a Zeichel Korban Chagiga, so that's why every year we bring a Korban Chagiga. Says Tosfos, why aren't I worried about the other side? If I'm going to bring a Korban Chagiga, if I'm going to bring an egg, even when Pesach is Matzoi Shabbos, and next year, Mitzvah Shem, Mashiach will be here already. So next year, and next year, Erev Pesach may be on Shabbos. So I may come to make the error of eating, of bringing a Korban Chagiga. I'll say, last year I brought an egg, even though Erev Pesach was in Shabbos. So this year, when Erev Pesach is in Shabbos, I should bring a Korban Chagiga. Says Tosfos, you don't have to worry about it. Because if Mashiach will be here, and we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, with Mashiach will come Moshe v'Aaron. And Moshe and Aaron, with Tchias HaMesim, will teach us Korban Pesach may be brought on Shabbos, but a Korban Chagiga may not be brought on Shabbos. The Mefarshim bring a raya from this Tosfos. There's always a question. The Gemara's to discuss it. What will come first? Will the Beis HaMikdash come first, or Tchias HaMesim come first? From here we seem to have a proof that Tchias HaMesim will precede Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But others want to say that not everybody's Tchias HaMesim will precede Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Those great people in Klal Yisrael will have Tchias HaMesim, like Moshe v'Aaron. Then the Beis HaMikdash will be bought and come down from Shemayim. Moshe v'Aaron will make sure we do the right thing. And then for the rest of everybody, they'll have Tchias HaMesim.